Welcome to Global View. I'm Seema Mather Hopkins.
My guest is also my friend, Caroline Boudreau, founder of Miracle Foundation, which is dedicated to empowering orphans globally. Caroline, take us back to the Mother's Day that changed your life and got you on this path.
Well, I was traveling with my friend in India, and we were working in a village, a really remote part of India in this rural area. We were working in this village, and one of the locals invited us to his house for dinner. It happened to be Mother's Day in the United States, so I'd gotten up early and called my mom for Mother's Day, and then worked in this 119-degree heat in this village all day, and then went to this guy's house for dinner, and I walked into his yard, and I walked into this orphanage. There were 110 bald, filthy, empty-looking children just staring at me. I had never seen anything like it. I was not prepared for that. And we had dinner with them. They served us chicken, and they served the children rice. And we had a prayer service with them. And then after that, we were holding them, and we were calling them Velcro babies because they were just attaching to us, just latching on. And even then, I knew that was not a good sign. And this little girl came and put her head on my knee, and I picked her up and rocked her to sleep, and she just pushed her body into mine until she finally fell asleep. And when I went to put her in her room, and I walked into her room, and I found these wooden beds, not cribs, no mattresses, no pillows, just these wooden beds like picnic tables. And the minute I put that orphan baby, I heard her bones hit that bed, and I just broke. I just thought, unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And the Miracle Foundation was born that very day.
And before that, you were working as a TV executive, but this changed your life and made you decide that you needed to do something.
I thought, if I don't do this, maybe nobody will. And I also knew that, I thought, you know, if people knew that we could do something to really help these children, I knew they would do it. I believed that people wanted an opportunity to make a difference. And so that's what I started off doing. I started off giving people an opportunity to make a big difference in the lives of children that needed them.
And that was what year?
That was in 2000, 18 years ago.
And in that 18 years, how has Miracle Foundation been helping kids where they are now, and what's the ultimate plan?
The ultimate plan is a loving family and the end of institutionalized care in our lifetime. We believe that every child has the right to live in a family, and institutions are pretty damaging to children. Children that live in institutions have an IQ of 10 points lower than a child that's raised in a family. There's all kinds of statistics about how damaging it is and what they're missing when they live in an institution. That said, there are 8 million living in institutions today. So while we're trying to find families for every one of them, including their own families, because a lot of them have living relatives, we also have to take care of the conditions of these orphanages today. And so Miracle Foundation is bridging that gap. We're helping improve the state of institutions and making sure that every child in that institution really has to be there and there's no other alternative for them. And we're helping families keep their kids by preventing children from entering an institution, and we're helping people take back their children.
With Mother's Day coming up, it is a perfect donation that people can make by getting a beautiful hand-drawn card from a child. And how would people do that?
Yeah, you can go to miraclefoundation.org and make a donation in honor of a mother. You know, mothers, you don't have to have a baby to be a mother. You can be a global parent. And that's what you're doing by making a donation to Miracle Foundation. You know, Mother's Day is such a special day for us because that was the first day that I ever met an orphan. And nothing is as profound as the love of a mother. And, you know, who would we be without our mothers? And who would our children be without us? That is what these children are living through. They're living without a mother, one of the most basic things that we need. And so if you make a donation in honor of a mother, that money goes directly into the minds, hearts, and mouths of these children that desperately need one.
Thank you so much, Caroline Boudreau, founder of Miracle Foundation.